Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks again for joining me on another one of these 21 days in the Gospel of John for our weekday podcast. Today we're in John 19. We only have 19, 20, and 21 left, so jump in with me. In the very first verse in chapter 19, the scripture says, "Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him." Oh my stars. "And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews,' and struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, 'See, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him.' So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, 'Behold the man.' And when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' And Pilate said to them, 'Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him.' And the Jews answered him, 'We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God.'" Now, friend, listen to me. Down in verse 11, this is how Jesus answers Pilate when he says, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" And listen to what Jesus says. "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." Oh man, listen, Jesus is there, and even Pilate, a cruel and corrupt leader, says, "I can't find what he's done wrong." And then the Jewish leaders, the religious leaders, they want to say, "But this is about the law." You've probably heard me say this before, and I'll say it 1,000 times more, and that is, everything that truly matters is a matter of the heart. Jesus is speaking again to the heart. And so in verse 12, it says, Pilate kept on wanting to release him, but the Jesus cried out, "If you release him, you're not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." But Jesus had already answered this. You don't have the authority. And you say, "Well, how do I know that he doesn't have the authority?" Well, because Jesus, when he says it is finished and bows his head and gives up his spirit, knows that this is the end of suffering as human, but he knows in his divinity he is going to raise from the dead. And listen, friend, I want you to know without any hesitation that when they pierced Jesus' side to prove that he was dead, They knew. I mean, it says in verse 37, and again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. He's fulfilling all of these prophecies. And down in verse 38 through 42, it tells about how Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, he would allow Jesus's body to be placed inside of that borrowed tomb. Imagine this, Jesus, born into a manger and a barn stall, has to be buried into a borrowed tomb. But if you think about it, Jesus knew, I'm not borrowing it for long. I'm only going to be there for a short while. Now, friend, listen, Jesus, in the midst of the torture and the beating, felt every pain we would feel as a human, more than any of us could bear, more than any of us today could stomach, more than we could ever imagine. What Jesus endured made any type of torture in the world today seem like patty cakes. And yet Jesus, in the middle of this, found no need to try and say, "Don't do this." He had every reason to know, "You might constrip me of my humanity, but the deity in me will never be gone. And a matter of fact, I will return." Friend, today, when you think about the fact that Jesus endured all of that for you, then don't forget that he also did that with the purpose to come back to give you life. So today, live in resurrection power. Live in the knowledge that Jesus loves you so much that he endured everything, including the cross, and he did it for you. If you were the only person on the planet, Jesus would have still done all of that for you. So today, walk in that power, walk in that peace, walk in the understanding that resurrection power is about Jesus and you. It is about power and you. It is about Him living in you, through you, and making sure that you live for Him. That's the goal, my friend, that we find in John chapter 19. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Make sure you share these on your social media networks, and you can always watch us live online at live.sugarhill.church, and we have live services here at our property at 9:30 and 11 in our worship center, and then our Sugar Hill Espanol services at 11 o'clock in our chapel. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.